I didn't even know were out there until I really started looking. And, you know, you can get in at the grassroots level, but you can also go, you know.
Forget your name. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes.
Welcome to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. My name is Mark Caldwell, your DJ, your host, your spiritual practitioner. That was Awake on a Train by a group called Mum. And last weekend, I went to the Griffith Observatory. Those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's here in Los Angeles. It is an observatory in the study of space, the study of stars, planets. And it was built in the mid to late 20s. And it's one of my most favorite places in Los Angeles. And it's actually been closed for about 5 years because they were doing a lot of restoration work. They did an expansion of the facilities, but they did it in such a way that it didn't affect the original building or your ability to see it at all. If you didn't know any better, you wouldn't even know that they did all this work because they did it all underground. It's pretty amazing. But the reason I bring it up is in the planetarium, we saw a show. And it's projected with this amazing projector that projects on a domed, inside of a domed screen. And you lean back in these chairs, and they're actually comfortable now. And it was all about our place in the universe. And it's interesting because I couldn't help but look at it from a global point of view and how it does relate to us. You know, the expression of nature or the expression of the universe is equal to our own expression in that the universe is expansive and it seems to be expanding. And so too is life when we really look at it, that we see that it does expand, evolve, change, adapt. And so if we really look at life, let's just look at it from a human expression. We are evolving. We overall seem to be better in the way we do things today than we did 1,000 years ago. Our understanding about each other, the way we relate to one another. It may be baby steps that we are taking. It may be that at times we are kicking and screaming towards our own enlightenment, but it is happening. Same too with this all divine expression of life that we call God. It too is expanding. God is not the same today as it was 1,000 years ago. So we are here to express the infinite in the way that each of us does. And it is our opportunity to evolve consciously, actively, rather than resistantly, kicking and screaming, as it were. So it is that opportunity that I would like us to explore today. So today in the show, we're going to listen to music by Milosh, Clymer, Bent, Guido Schneider, Dango Reinhardt, Trios Los Panchos, Hank Williams, Harry Belafonte, John Barry, Edvard Grieg, and we will close, of course, as we always do, in the meditation with music by Jonathan Goldman. And so whatever it is that brought you to listen today, let us know that we are all able to choose how we'd like our life to express itself, how we would like our own selves to express. So it is the opportunity, perhaps, to push aside those limiting ideas, to see them as falsities rather than as realities, and to move upward and outward so that we express ourselves from the place of cause, from the place of empowerment, from the place of love. And just by accepting that we are capable of that, it is done. So I invite you Close your eyes, KeelRadio.org. That was Climber with a song called I'm Here. Before that, we heard Milosh with a song called Frozen Pieces. And again, we started off with a song by Mum, Awake on a Train. And if you've been listening recently, I've been sharing from the book Conversations with God, Book 1. And what I love about this book is it seems to compile everything that I have ever thought of before I became in any way spiritual, when I would have considered myself a total hardcore secular humanist. And now, when I guess in my expression of spirituality or my knowing that I still look at it in that way, it's the blending of the two I see that I was always seeking. And what I like about this series of books is it relates to exactly that. And I've been sharing from book one, which came out quite a while ago, came out little more than 10 years ago. And it's amazing. I'm rereading it for, like, I don't know, the sixth time, seventh time, 20,000th time. And it just feels brand new. And so, to recap what we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks, is first and foremost, people get caught up, you especially see this with religion, get caught up with the word of God. That first was the word. I sound like the preacher from The Simpsons. First was the word. But really, God does not ultimately start off speaking to us in that way. In the book, it's described as more like how we are communicated with, how we are in constant communication based on our openness and receptivity. And this divine expression of intelligence and love communicates with us as we to it through, first and foremost, feeling. And I remember them saying feeling is the language of the soul. Also, the communication occurs with thought. So with images we may see in our mind or words that may come to us. And then ultimately also experience. Our experience tells us so much, and yet I think culturally we are not quite learned enough or receptive enough to listening to it. And since I reread that, I've been practicing listening to my experience. And it's funny how I've had to change so much. And it sounds so simple. Just listen to your experience. But what my experience has been telling me is to not fall into patterns. And although these patterns are comfortable, and although they may also lead to discomfort because it's the same expression of crap all over again, by listening to my experience, I've shifted and I've found myself to be much more kind of forward moving rather than tripping up. The other thing that we talked about, I think this was last week, is we are not here to find out who each of us is. So you and I are not here to find out who I am or who you are. This isn't some sort of lesson. But we are here to determine who it is that each of us wants to be. So who is it that you now choose to be? And we will talk about that a little later if we get a chance to. But who is it that I now choose to be? You can ask yourself that, but not ask from a place of it being a question and then waiting. But make a decision. Decide. Who is it that you now choose to be in the area of your expression of your talents, your creative expression? Who is it that you now choose to be? And in that choice, we rise up above the limited conditioning, those conditioned beliefs that keep us stuck, that keep us the same. And you can ask that, who is it that I now choose to be in my expression of love, in my receptivity to it? Are there means where I can be more receptive? Not as in express more love, but from a deeper place, from a fuller place. Same with our physical being, our health, our strength, our vitality, regardless of beliefs in age or heredity, or genetic stuff. Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my physical being, of my health? And then ultimately, who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my abundance, my prosperity, my finances, my expression of wealth? We get caught up believing in a certain way about all of these four things, health, wealth, creative expression, and love, because of how we've been conditioned to believe on them. Each one is kind of encapsulated or boxed with this glass ceiling that we place over it based on how we think the world works, how we think it all kind of unfolds. And so to rise up above that, we must rise up above that in mind and heart. But what I wanted to begin today is really kind of a subject that I have to admit I feel hesitant to talk about, but I think there must be some breakthrough then for me and for all of us if I feel a little hesitant. And it's really about kind of God, the divine purpose of the divine. What is it? Why is it? How is it? And so let's first begin by knowing that in conversation with God, the divine says, in the beginning, that which is all there was, and there was nothing else. Yet all that is could not know itself, because all that is all there was, and there was nothing else. And so all that is was not, for in the absence of all else, all that is not. Talking about all that is talking about the expansiveness of the divine. And I can already say the way this is worded, I get it by reading it, but I feel like I get it by reading to myself, but reading out loud, I can wonder what it is sounding like. So ultimately what it is getting at is the divine couldn't know itself when it was all that was. The divine could know itself conceptually, but not experientially. So for the divine to know itself, it must know itself in relation to what is not, rather than just only being what is. So the divine had the opportunity to come to know itself by knowing itself experientially. So the divine reasoned quite correctly that any portion of itself would necessarily have to be... Oh, I'm having such a hard time trying to say this in a way that is going to be fruitful for all of us. And I've read this part over and over and over and thought, okay, how do I simplify this? And I guess ultimately the whole purpose is that the divine can only know itself, its divine self, in relation to what is not, just as what if we were the only people on earth, we can only know ourselves in relation to what we are not. So the opportunity is for us to know ourselves, to see that in the relation with people that we have, in all these people that we are around, that this is how we come to know ourselves in the unique way that we are. And I'm going to simplify it that way because I'm having no fun talking about this. It's as simple as that. I really wanted to because I think it's better to read than it is to kind of express in this way. So let's leave it at that. We'll go forward when we come back. And I'll see if I can paraphrase this further because it's really powerful. It's difficult to kind of say in a certain way that is easy and effortless. We'll be right back. Close Your Eyes, KeelRadio.org. That was Guido Schneider with Jens Bond in a song that was the Jeff Samuel remix of Oh My Buffer. I always laugh whenever I specify that it's the, you know, blah 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 remix or the da 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 version. It's like, oh, that one. I don't know if anyone really cares, but I guess I should be specific. So again, that was the Jeff Samuel remix of Oh My Buffer. Guido Schneider, DJ with Jens Bond. And then before that, we heard Bent with Breakfast at 80,000 feet. And I went to attempt to explain kind of a very simple concept, but the way it was written, I just couldn't wrap, I couldn't feel like comfortable that I was explaining it in a good way. So what I'd like to do is go back to this whole opportunity that we have when we realize that we are not here to find out who we are or who each of us is, but we are here to determine who each of us wants to be. So who is it that I choose to be? Who is it that you now choose to be? And the thing we have to look at it when we ask that, when we open ourselves up to that, is we have to realize that, in fact, we're always making a choice one way or the other. We're always constantly choosing who we are, but usually it's from the regurgitation of the same choice over and over and over. It may slightly evolve here and there, but ultimately it becomes the same choice repeated. Hence why our life looks the same way, and we kind of evolve slowly but surely, but not to the point where it's really of any benefit. So think of that. If you're able to kind of take a step back and go through and observe your thoughts, go through them like with a fine-tooth comb and see what it is that you are thinking. Perhaps you'll see like, oh, wow, I'm choosing again. I'm choosing again this because this is what I've been told. This is what I have believed. This is what I know. And so, looking anew at who it is that I choose to be, or who it is I want to be, means that we must rise up above limited thinking of any sort of inferiority, of anything that has kept us held back. And what has helped me, because I see in the way that I've been conditioned in thinking of myself limitedly, is with that simplicity of a child, just be willing to accept what is next. Regardless of whatever the voices may be saying, and I don't mean the psychotic ones, I mean that the ego voice, that small voice that seems to sound reasonable, but in fact it's really just arguing for limitation. What is it that I now choose to be, regardless of what the false sense of self, the ego, may be saying, maybe naysaying in relation to that, or in contrast to that, or in against that? So who is it that I now choose to be? And it creates a quiet revolution in mind and heart, because it means that we get to accept that we are more than this. It means that we get to accept that we are capable of more, that we deserve more, and that really just by accepting that, it comes true. So it is a discipline to look, to decide, and to own who it is that each of us chooses to be in this moment. And what helps is just what we were talking about before in the first part is in the area of those four areas of life, in the area of our physical health, our well-being, our strength, our vitality. Who is it that I now choose to be? So regardless of the hereditary history of our family, regardless of the findings of popular statistics, regardless of how old we are, how we think the body's supposed to be due to age, or if we have had our own history of physical challenges, we still have the opportunity to choose health, strength, vitality, energy, beauty, beyond all of that. Beyond all of those limiting ideas that as we hold on to them, as we hold them in mind, we perpetuate them. And that is not to make light of anyone's physical challenge, that somehow they chose it. You know, you get a lot of people fired up, and you get a lot of people, both sides really fired up. You got the ones who are saying, "Are you saying I chose cancer?" And then you're having these kind of spiritually arrogant people saying, "Well, you did choose it, so, you know, I don't know." And it ultimately doesn't work that way. So much of our thinking is just the regurgitation of thoughts that we acquired, that we made an agreement with, that we, in a sense, signed a contract with to perpetuate without knowing that we were doing that. We are so impressionable when we are children. And so whatever environment, whatever nuances of the environment, our family environment, our school environment that we were raised in, we take that in, it becomes a part of our conditioning. And we then perpetuate it through our thoughts, our words, our actions, our beliefs. And so all that does add up to many different things. It does add up to believing quite limitedly about who it is that each of us really is. And so by choosing who it is that we now determine to be, that we now choose to be in the area of our physical being, we have to rise above a lot of different beliefs that our society believes in, perpetuates, that statistics looks at, that science looks at. And this is not to knock any of that. If anyone's pro-science, I am. But it is ultimately one major school of thought that we get to look at, that we get to have faith in, but not to place all our faith in. So I invite you to choose, to decide, to determine who it is that you choose to be in the area of your physical being, your health, your strength, your vitality, your energy, your beauty, all of that. Who is it now that you choose to be? Who is it now that I choose to be? And then own it. Thank you.
de las casas de las rosas, vive el sol, vive el sol. Con claveles de pasión, para ver las rimas fines al potro de mi patrón. Yo nací en esta ribera de la Arauca y Salvador. Soy hermano de la espuma de las casas de la rosa.
Silken sash of blue, a beautiful sash of blue, because I knew that she could do with all the tricks I knew she knew to pass away the time in Venezuela.
Pass away the time in Venezuela.
And when the wind was out to sea, the wind was out to sea, and she was taking leave of me, I said, cheer up, there'll always be sailors ashore on leave in Venezuela.
Sailors ashore on leave in Venezuela.
Her lingo was strange, but the thought of her beautiful smile, the thought of her beautiful smile will haunt me and taunt me for many a mile. She was my gal, and she did the while to pass away the time in Venezuela. To pass away time in Venezuela.
Close your eyes. Killradio.org. That was Harry Belafonte with a song called Venezuela. Before that, we heard Hank Williams. Hank Williams Sr. Some people don't like to say Hank Williams Sr. because then you have to acknowledge Hank Williams Jr., and some people don't like to hear about Hank Williams Jr. because he's such the honky-tonk country, 70s, 80s, goofy country. That's neither here nor there. This is a show about spirituality, not about judgment. That was a song called Hey Good Lookin' that Hank Williams Sr. did. Then before that, we heard Alma Llanera by Trio Los Panchos. And then we started off with the song Avalon, a great classic from the 1920s. Could even be around from before that, by Dango Reinhardt. So it was kind of, normally I only play two songs a set, but that one, because they were so short, I needed to add some time. So I got a nice set there, if I do say so myself. I think when I get a chance, I'll pat myself on the back. So we've been talking about choice in choosing who it is that we want to be. And I use the term want loosely. Want is one of those words like hope, like wish, that within it is lack or is doubt. And so speaking affirmatively of our own lives, wanting something, like I want a new car, does not bring a new car. What it really is saying, if you look at the statement, in the mind, is it's looking at, it is about the activity of wanting. So just bear with me, because I keep saying it a different way each time, trying to say it from that word, but I think it's the only way I can come up with. But who is it that I now choose to be? Who is it that I now want to be in the area of wealth, in the area of my finances, my expression and receptivity to abundance, to prosperity? And if anything I've learned in that study is so much of it has to do with receptivity. It has nothing to do with the amount of money we may have or appear to not have in our checking account. That's why you can oftentimes, and many of us have met very, what you and I would consider, totally wealthy people, but with the attitude, consciousness of a poor person. So it has nothing to do with how many zeros follow the numbers in one's balance. It has to do with a belief system, an expression, a consciousness, a mental state of wealth and prosperity, abundance. So who is it that you now choose to be in the area of your finances, your expression and receptivity to health and abundance? Who is it now? And so regardless, again, of the bank account, it begins with our relationship, our expression of abundance, of being able to see it rather than seeing lack. We get so caught up in saying, well, I don't see it yet, so, you know, why should I act like it's there? But we surely get caught up in seeing what's not there and give it a lot of power. Why not direct that towards that which we choose to see rather than that which we think we're seeing? Let us choose to see abundance where perhaps we've never seen it before. And the biggest lesson, the biggest teacher, the best teacher for me always is nature. And I always think about it looking out this window, as I have every time I've done the show, and there's this huge, it's not that large, but a good size ficus tree across the street that is just full of leaves year round, dense. You know how ficus trees are, they're dense. When you are in a neighborhood of ficus trees, they block out the sky, they eclipse the sun. And same with this view, I can see the nearby mountains. That must be kind of the Silver Lake area. And then beyond that, I see the other mountains, which must be the ones in the San Gabriel Valley. And so I also see the clouds in the sky, and I see that there is, or experience that there is, more than enough air to breathe. The sun shines, and it just happens to be at the right amount, and yet from so far away, it gives this planet the ability to live, to thrive, to be. And we are of this same simple yet profound consciousness. We are of the same stuff of nature, where there is more than a gazillion drops of water in the ocean, or sand, or grains of sand on the beach. We, in our own ignorance, have mucked up the total abundance of this universe, where some people starve to death while others are gluttons. But that has nothing to do with nature. That has to do with how we in our own misunderstanding have held it back. There's more than enough food still in the world, and yet somehow it's not getting to everyone because it's been hijacked by limited understanding. And to be more specific, that limited understanding in the form of capitalism. So who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my finances, my wealth, my abundance? So the opportunity is for us to look beyond what may be appearing before us now, how much or how little that we may appear to have, to see that we are willing to accept more. I mean, the cold, dirty truth, the hard sledgehammer truth, ice cold, is that we are all receiving the amount that we are comfortable with. And through no fault of our own, we may be comfortable with very little or a lot. But again, it is a mentality, it is a receptivity, it is a openness that we, being born in total freedom, choose to restrict or choose to let flow. So I invite all of us, this is oftentimes the hardest area for people to look at and to accept. Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my finances, in the area of my expression of abundance, of prosperity? Who is it now that I choose to be? And through that, we can rise above the limitations that feel real, that appear as reality, when in fact it's just a seeming reality. It is a reality that we are projecting. So there comes a willingness to rise above the comfort of wherever it is that we are. Even if that comfort zone includes suffering, it is still what we know. It is still familiar. And that is the pretty poison of it all. Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my consciousness of abundance, prosperity? Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org. That song gets me every time, man. It's just so beautiful how it plays itself out, how it builds, how it comes towards you, how it goes away. That was the Peer Gynt suite for orchestra. For piano, four hands, number one, Opus 46, Anitra's Dance. Just as bad as when I say, that's the Jeff Samuel remix. It's like, do you care? That was, of course, composed by Edvard Grieg. Before that, from the Moonraker soundtrack, we heard Flight into Space, composed by John Barry, probably performed by the John Barry Orchestra. And I like the simple yet sappiness and beauty of that song as well. So, in the area of our creative expression, in the way that we express our talents, our intelligence, whether in the form of our career or in artistic projects we're working on, in however way we choose to express ourselves, who is it that each of us now chooses to be? Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of my creative expression? And with that, we must also embrace a greater receptivity to opportunity. So creative expression, creative opportunity. And it's easy to see, regardless of wherever it is, however way we creatively express ourselves, it's easy to see how we hold ourselves back. Again, I think because we think that in order to be successful at something, we must be making money at it somehow. So to be a successful artist in any way must include financial reward. And I think that is a big reason why more people don't follow their dream of being whatever it is they want to be, because they think there has to be some sort of financial remuneration to prove that they are successful or that they are good enough. And again, this is where limited thinking, this is where scarcity, this is where capitalism has hijacked so much of our culture, so that we only look at it by means of buying something or by means of earning something, that we must earn a living rather than just have a living, just be a living. So in your creative expression, no matter what it is, if your creative expression is that you are talented with the inner workings of machines, like a mechanic, like an engineer, how is it that you now choose to be with that? Perhaps you're an artist in some specific discipline of art that you've always had a passion about, regardless of your current level of execution. How is it that you now choose to be with that? Are you willing to explore that side of yourself? Are you willing to let it come forth? So much of who we are, we hold back because of this belief of having to make a living, having to be responsible, having to be supported or supportive. And I say, with responsibility, open up. Let the creative expression that you are come forth. We are all creative in unique ways. In fact, in ways beyond our imagination. More than we currently realize now, we are more creative than this moment. And finally, who is it that you now choose to be in the area of love? Are you willing to open yourself up to the love that is all around you more so than ever before? Are you willing to see it where perhaps you've not seen it before? To leave behind the very specific limited ways that it has to show up, that it can only look like when love comes in a million of forms. And likewise, your receptivity to it. It is all the same. Oftentimes you hear people, they're afraid to get hurt, so they hold back. They're also holding themselves back from love. It's the same doorway. The same doorway that it comes in is the same doorway that it comes out. If we only crack the door open so much for fear of getting hurt, then we only let in so much and get the benefit of love in just limited ways. So to the degree that we can open the door is the degree that we can circulate love. That doesn't mean more hugs and kisses, but from the depths of our being, from that purity of self, who is it that I choose to be in my expression of love, in my receptivity to it, in my expression of it? This means greater patience, a willingness to understand people more deeply, to speak those words perhaps we hold ourselves back from speaking for fear of sounding funny or stupid or afraid that we won't be reciprocated. Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of love? Who is it that I now choose to be in my expression and receptivity to love? If you think about it, it is the very core of our being. It is our very foundation. We have been given so much, both in this physical body we have, this ability to expand, evolve, and grow. Nature all around us, this beautiful world. We have been given so much. And it has come from the very essence of unconditional love. Love that is universal, that does not need to be somehow approved. It is not held back. Without hesitation, it is given. And it is with total receptivity that we receive, that we embody, and that we now express the love of our being. So with this in mind, let us now be willing to embody all these things more deeply. And so in meditation, we give ourselves the opportunity to listen, to place our awareness on that, on all those ways that the divine communicates to us. So we get to listen to what is felt, to what comes into our thoughts, and to what our experiences tell us. We get to listen with the totality of our being, beyond these physical ears, beyond the intellect, beyond the ego. We get to listen from the totality of self, the totality of our being. So I invite you to take part in this meditation in any way that you can, whether you can sit back and close your eyes and listen in that way, or perhaps you're at work. You can just be with the meditation, breathe in these words, let them settle into the very fiber of your being, and then continue thoughtfully to do what it is that you are doing as we begin. So let's just begin by being conscious of our breathing, by making it a conscious activity. So just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, as long as that is easy and effortless, as long as that is comfortable. Feel the breath come in. And then as you exhale, let it go. Let it be. And let yourself be empty of breath. And then repeat the process. As we breathe in, we are breathing in the physicality of life. All its beauty, all its intelligence, its wisdom. We embody it. We make it our own. And so as we exhale, we are giving ourselves back to life. We are circulating it, imparting that unique expression of ourselves into the very air. Just feel how the body responds to the inhale and to the exhale. It is two complete and different movements, two complete and different activities. But feel how the body is renewed, is empowered by this divine physical activity of breathing. So in this moment, let us just acknowledge our potential. Let us just acknowledge our potentiality, that within us there is more to be, and that by accepting that we are more than this, we gently awaken that giant within us that we are, that each of us uniquely expresses. So it is now time for us to awaken to what is next. And so as you breathe in, know this for yourself as I speak these words for all of us. I accept here and now that I am more than this. I accept here and now that I am more than this moment, that I am more than this current expression, I am more than my current understanding. And yet I accept, by being more, that I can let it come through. So instead of needing to learn anything about me, instead of needing to think that I need to discover anything, I now choose. I now decide. I am now willing to ask from the place of knowing what is next. So what is next for me. While I listen to what is next, at the same time, I choose what is next. So it is this perfect dance of listening, of deciding, of accepting, and of knowing. Who is it that I now choose to be? So let us now, with the fullness of being, listen to what is communicated through feeling, through thought, through experience. To what is next, and where it is that we get to go in our choosing of who it is that we now want to be. So breathe it in and breathe it out and listen at every level of listening. So we listen and we act upon what we hear, what we feel, what we see in mind and heart. In all the areas of life, our health, our physical well-being, our strength, our vitality, our energy, our expression of love, our receptivity to it. And in the area of our finances, our consciousness of abundance, our consciousness of prosperity, of wealth beyond physical wealth, and in the area of our creative expression, the way we create. We express our creativity through intelligence, through talents, through all ways. We listen and we act upon. Who is it that I now choose to be? Who is it that I now choose to be? With the simplicity of a child, we ask, and we ask from the place of knowing. So it unfolds. It renews. It comes forth. So we align ourselves with this level of unfoldment. We align ourselves with this level of openness and receptivity. And if ever in this process of listening and acting upon that we come face to face with an appearance of limitation, we see it as what it is, as a misunderstanding appearing real. It has no consciousness of its own, and so has no means of everlasting expression. So know this, that within each of us is the power to choose. Within each of us is the power to decide who it is that we now want to be. Within each of us is the means to unfold. So let us unfold. Let us renew. And let us relate to life in a new way. That wherever limitation may reveal itself, we choose to rise above it. Wherever we may be resistant or hesitant, we choose to look at it and rise above it. So let us know that no matter what limitations we may feel to have, we may currently believe, they are not permanent. They are not ultimately reality. But through no fault of our own, we have accepted them, and we now see them as what they are: transparent, hollow, unreal, with no consciousness of their own. So we rise up above whatever may be appearing to hold us back. We rise up above all of this, all that is good, all that is not so good, for we are willing to renew. So each moment, we give ourselves the opportunity to renew. Who is it that I now choose to be? Who is it that I now choose to be? Core of our being, we are already perfect, already whole, already complete. And from this place, we get to decide how it is that we get to express our wholeness, our completeness, our perfection. From this place, we decide where it is that we get to go. So we give our perfection, our wholeness, our completeness of being, our enlightenment form when we direct it. Not by discovering it or looking at it, but by directing it. So we direct it now. We unfold. We renew. So with such gratitude, we accept who we are. We accept that we are more than this. And we are willing to place our consciousness, our focus, our attention on that. To release the need to focus on limitation or on challenges. But to turn our gaze, our vision, on what is next. On where it is that we now choose to go. And then to take the steps that must be taken in this physical world. So with gratitude, we say thank you, Mother, Father, God. We are grateful for this opportunity to commune with you, to be with you, and to rejoice in our renewal. So for all of this, we are grateful to be. We are grateful to unfold. And we are grateful to now know ourselves as you know us. Perfect God, perfect life, perfect expression of being. So with gratitude and trust, we release these words, we let them be. And so it is. Amen. Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. I thank you so much for joining today, for taking part in the meditation, and for allowing yourself to be open to renewal. And see how there isn't any sort of kind of personalization. There isn't any sort of, you got to do this, this, and this. And there isn't any... any sort of kind of popularity contest or, you must do this in order to be, saved. Life is unconditional and universal. It rains just as much on the good as it does the bad. Nature doesn't hold itself back in giving itself to the good or to the bad. So there was just as much air to breathe for Jesus as there was for Hitler. Nature didn't go, since he's being bad, we should hold ourselves back. We should not allow him to breathe. And that is the same way that the divine works. There's no popularity contest. There's no good or bad or right or wrong, except in relative terms that we use them. But to the divine expression of life that we know as God, there is none of that. That's where religion has kind of an incomplete understanding of the divine. And in fact, we all do have ultimately an incomplete understanding, for it is infinite. But it is the study, this practice. By simply meditating, we can learn so much about ourselves, about our relationship with the divine, about life, more perhaps than we could if we read a book or read the Bible or the Torah or Quran. I almost said Toran and Korah. I had to think for a moment. So I want to thank you very much for joining today. Just as a reminder, if you have any questions, you can always email me at awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. Again, that's awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to find out more about the show, you can always go to Close Your Eyes' MySpace page. It's kind of a convoluted address, but it's you can still link to it by going to awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. You can find it that way. Or the MySpace address is myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1, the number one. Close_your_eyes_1. Coming up next is the re-webcast of a show I do on Mondays from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time called Hear Hear. It's an old submission show. Bands submit their music. We get it in the mail. We play it. That's it. No questions. No hesitation, no resistance, no quality control. But in fact, because of that, we play pretty much 90% really good stuff. But later on today, probably by 3 p.m. Pacific time, the podcast of today's show will be available for download. You can either get that by going to killradio.org and going to just scrolling down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the recent uploads of shows. You can also get the link from my MySpace page if you go to my blog at myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1. You'll see it linked there as well. So you can download and listen again and again at your leisure. So coming up next is the re-webcast of Mondays Hear Hear. I thank you so much for listening. I am here every Friday. Close your eyes. 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time at killradio.org.